Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo strengthens Indo-Japan ties during Tokyo visit. Naglin government urges Five Tribes Committee to call off planned protest. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says government taking initiatives to make national highways more eco-friendly. And Northeast districts make stride in sustainable development goals. Now the news in detail. Naglin Chief Minister Nipuryo has reaffirmed that the deep-rooted historical and cultural ties between India and Japan, emphasizing shared democratic values, peace and cooperation. The Chief Minister, who is leading a high-level delegation of the state government to Japan, held a series of engagements in Tokyo and concluded several agreements. This includes a memorandum of understanding with Kochi Prefecture to enhance employment opportunities for Naga youth in Japan, capacity building and agri-technology transfer, and MOU between IDEN and Japan's ARMS Incorporation to facilitate long-term collaboration and engagement with local stakeholders in Naglin, and meeting with Exxon and Aklit Animal on potential collaboration in the anime and creative industry. Discussions were also held with Sasakawa Peace Foundation and Japan-India Friendship Association on youth exchanges, while Nomura Securities expressed interest in working in Naglin. Additional letters of intent were exchanged across sectors such as sports, education, peace building and setting up an engineering college. Mr. Yu expressed gratitude to the Indian Embassy in Tokyo, led by Ambassador C.B. George and all Japanese stakeholders for the commitment towards Naglin. The Chief Minister reiterated the state government's full support and eagerness to build enduring partnerships across sectors with Japan. The Naglin government has appealed to the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy to call off its planned sit-in protest at the Civil Secretariat scheduled for July 9. In a statement from the Chief Secretary Office, the state government clarified that concerns raised by the committee had already been discussed during a meeting on June 3, wherein the government and tribal representatives agreed upon referring the matter to the state cabinet. Following this, the Cabinet on June 12 approved in principle to set up a commission to review the reservation policy in government employment. The Personnel and Administrative Reforms Department has also actively been pursuing follow-up actions as directed. The state government reiterated its commitment to resolving the issue through proper institutional processes. Government is taking several steps to reduce carbon emissions and make the national highways more eco-friendly in the country. Over 4.78 crore trees have been planted and 70,000 trees transplanted along national highways so far across the country. Addressing a gathering during the plantation drive under Ek Per Markinam 2.0, Mr. Gadkari said that Ek Per Markinam is a dutiful initiative towards Mother Earth, and it is also a cultural and moral responsibility of the citizens.
आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक पेड़ माँ के नाम इस अभियान की शुरुआत उनके मार्गदर्शन में शुरू हुई है। हमारी माता जिस प्रकार से हमें आदरणीय है, उतने ही आदरणीय धरती माता भी है, और दोनों के प्रति अपना ऋण व्यक्त करने के लिए ये जो कार्यक्रम है, इसको सांस्कृतिक और नैतिक दोनों भी आधार है।
He highlighted that the Transport Department bears greater responsibility towards ecology and the environment, as 40% of the pollution in the country can be directly attributed to the transport sector. Mr. Gadkari also advocated for the use of bamboo, describing it as a multipurpose which can be used to manufacture a variety of products. The Department of Technical Education has released the NEET UG 2025 merit list for MBBS, BDS and allied courses for Naglin. The list is available on the department's website www.dte.naglin.gov.in and on the notice board at the directorate in Kohima. Candidates are advised to verify their details carefully and report any discrepancies to the department by 10th of July. No corrections will be accepted after the deadline. The department added that the selection and nomination for state reserve seats will be announced in due course. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Mizoram, Tripura and Naglin districts have emerged top performers in the Northeastern Region District Sustainable Development Goals SDG Index Report 2023-24 released by Niti Aayog yesterday. Overall, 85% of the region's districts are in the top category compared to 62% in 2021. Nathial in Mizoram topped as the best performing district with a score of 81.43, while Longding in Arunachal Pradesh recorded the lowest score at 58.71.
Three districts from Nagaland, namely Mokokchung, Kohima and Dimapur, broke into the top 10 performers. In Nagaland, Mokokchung scored the highest with 78.43, while Junaboto scored the lowest at 63.36. According to the report, Nagaland exhibited widest range of 15.07 points between its highest and lowest performing districts, indicating the significant intrastate disparity. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The index covered 131 districts of the 8 northeastern states and measured their performance across 15 SDGs ranging across poverty, hunger, health, quality of education, gender equality and economic growth, among others. Dimapur continues to reel under floods as many low-lying areas bordering Assam were submerged after a heavy downpour last night. Many areas in Lingrijang, Borlingri River Belt Colony were flooded and SDRF personnel were deployed to rescue stranded residents. Many areas within Dimapur town also remain submerged. Advisor, Labour, Employment and Skill Development and Chairman, Dimapur District Planning and Development Board, Moatushi Longkumara, accompanied by Deputy Commissioner Tino Jungshi Chang and others visited the flood-affected areas this afternoon. The advisor said, persistent flooding in Dimapur is a man-made disaster arising from a lack of public civic responsibility and urged for a definitive solution to resolve the flooding. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal has said that the Northeast stands at the heart of Bharat's development agenda. Speaking at a press conference in Guwahati yesterday, Mr. Sonowal said, announced multiple initiatives by the Union government to boost the waterways and maritime sector in the Northeastern region. He also announced plans to develop 85 community jetties across the Northeast.
85 communities it will be constructed just to make access to the passenger vessel and also the cargo vessels and all kind of vessels.
For Nagaland, Mizoram and Tripura, efforts are on to expand inland water transport infrastructure and promote water-based tourism. Information and Broadcasting Ministry, through its WaveX Startup Accelerator platform, has launched the Kalla Setu Real-Time Language Tag for Bharat Challenge. This nationwide initiative invites India's leading AI startups to develop indigenous scalable solutions for the automated generation of audio, video and graphic content from textual inputs with support for multiple Indian languages. Startups can apply for the challenge through the WaveX portal at www.wavex.wavesbazaar.com till 30th of this month. Startups can also submit their application for Bhasha Seta, Real-Time Language Translation Challenge, till 22nd of this month. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio strengthens Indo-Japan ties during Tokyo visit. Nagaland government urges Five Tribes Committee to call off plant protest. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says government taking initiatives to make national highways more eco-friendly. And Northeast districts make stride in sustainable development goals. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.